This particular slide breaks down how to document for three potential scenarios. So if you have a client who needs assistance with contacting job referrals due to struggles with communication, and communication, note, is a behavior impacted by the client's mental health diagnosis, there are a few scenarios that could potentially take place. So the first scenario on the left of modeling and role-playing communication skills would be billed as rehab because it's skills building to reduce behaviors that cause employment impairment. The next scenario in the middle is staff providing job referrals, which would be billed as targeted case management as it's related to linkage, and we're doing something for the client as it's related to resources. The last scenario on the right is an example of a scenario that frequently plays out in real life. A session in which both communication skills and coping skills are explored, and a job application is also being completed with the assistance from staff. Note that the reason we are assisting the client, however, is because the client does have anxiety and therefore lacks focus. So providing the support for the client is acceptable as targeted case management because not only are we helping them with filling out applications for employment, but we're doing it due to the client's mental health impairment. In this scenario, staff must do their best to track how much time is spent on each service and divide the time between the two notes, one being rehab and one being targeted case management. If at any point you have any questions with regards to what service took place within your session, please consult with your supervisor.